Well, thank you. And it's always a pleasure to me. Well, I don't know about pleasure is the right word, but I always feel compelled to try and lend my voice to any issue which is about protecting the environment, but especially the forest. Because for me, the forest is a kind of home. It's rather a sacred place. It's filled with the most amazing creatures. And when I'm in the forest, I feel almost as though I'm in a cathedral. And all around the world, forests are disappearing. We all know that. We hear these figures about the destruction of the last old-growth forests, the opening up of the last great rainforests in the Congo Basin, in the Amazon Basin, and in Indonesia, and all these other places. And as we've already heard, when forests are clear-cut, the environmental damage is horrendous. You lose your biodiversity, you cause tremendous soil erosion, particularly on the steeper areas, and as Carl was explaining to me, these national forests that haven't yet been logged are the ones that are on the steeper places because the lowland forests were easier to log in the early days. So you get the terrible soil erosion, and in some countries this has led to incredible environmental disasters, such as in China, where clear cutting of the forests in the highlands led not only to flooding, but to the creation of a dust bowl. And actually was the one thing that caused the government in China to finally admit that they did have some serious environmental problems on their hands. So the clear-cutting of the forest in China has led to an opening up for other kinds of environmental efforts in China. And very often as I'm traveling around talking about the destruction of the forests and the leading to the extinction of the chimpanzees and the other great apes, I find that in the United States, people are 100% behind anything they can do to stop the destruction of these last great rainforests in great ape habitat. But there are still a surprising number of Americans who don't realize that exactly the same rape of the last forest is going on in their own country. The same could be said for Europe. And when we talk about sustainable logging, when we talk about having a balance between the interests of the loggers, the interests of senators and congressmen who are seeking for work opportunities for people in their districts, and then we think on the other hand of the concerns of citizens who want to protect the forests and the concerns of scientists who realize only too well what the loss of biodiversity means, there are people who feel that you can't ever come to any kind of compromise that can benefit everybody. That's not true. First of all, I visited an amazing forest called Wildwood in British Columbia, which has been sustainably logged for 48 years by an amazing man, Merv Wilkinson. He is still providing a sustainable living to many loggers around this area. There are more animal species now than when he bought this land with a partner to save it from development. And when you walk into it, as I started with, you feel you're going into a cathedral. And so this act to protect America's forests with its beautiful balance, let's protect the core areas, let's protect those places that still are like cathedrals to those of us who love them, that are protecting biodiversity, that will give our children and their children some sense of the wonder which once covered so much of the Earth's surface is now represented by such small places, but nevertheless, wonderful places. And then with the buffer area around where sustainable logging can be carried on, but there's no clear cutting, and with the built-in measures to try and restore some of the forest that's gone around these core areas, this is an act which, not if it passes, but when it passes, because one day it will, because it must. That is going to do so much for the legacy that this generation will leave to the generations to come. And I would say that I'm spending a huge amount of effort on developing our Jane Goodall Institute's Roots and Shoots program for youth, which involves young people in activities to make the world a better place for animals, people, and the environment. Because what's the use of my trying to save chimpanzees or somebody in America trying to save black bears if at the same time their habitat is destroyed and the young people are not learning to be better stewards than we have been? So I'll stand up for, for the passing of this act now, and I will again if I'm asked to in the future, because I believe passionately it's the right thing to do, and I applaud everyone who's supporting it. And, you know, let's get together and get enough public opinion behind us to make sure that it does pass, because it must be.